It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
Four red flags that your partner is having financial infidelity. That's the topic of conversation, Ted. I'm guessing if they're not at home today and they maybe matched at least five numbers in the Powerball last night, that would probably be one sign that they'd be out.
Five gets you to about $1 million. So that's, yeah, that's the point that you might say. It's time for me to do something on the side here.
Probably. That's enough to leave.
Yeah, you get, I think a lot of people look for a guy like you that, you know, you're the best at what you do. Definitely you've got all my money, but I'm no crazy millionaire guy. I don't have big money. But yet when somebody wins big money, I bet that's when they look for a guy like you too.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks it's about the dollars and cents, but you need somebody too who sort of is that financial therapist, because when you get money, a lump sum of money, and you win the lottery, let me just tell you, and I think you guys are talking about this, everybody comes out of the woodworks. Family members, friends, people that had a business idea that they never pitched you before, everybody comes out of the woodworks with their hand out for money.
Do you think that if somebody in this room had won the lottery or the Powerball last night, let's say, do you think Steve would openly ask them for a cut of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you think he'd do it?
He said, like, look, we're buddies. I mean, we're friends. You know, I've hooked you up before. You just cut me in for $100,000 or.
Okay, I've rethought what you said to me. Because I know what I said to you. You brought that up. About a year ago, we were joking around about this, and I did tell Bailey if he won, I said, dude, I know you're going to give me $1 million.
It's that passive-aggressive asking. It's not the, hey, man, I need to talk to you. Can we go to lunch today? You know, the sit-down, the series. It's the passing in the hallway kind of thing. Dude, it's just like $1 million. You got 230 million.
It's nothing to you now.
No big deal. Come on. Don't be a dick. You know, well, that's how we would ask.
A lot of people don't know that Bailey and I went to the highest point in Georgia. We went to Lookout Mountain. We were both naked. I'm going to finally tell people this. We were naked, and
I can't wait to hear the story.
And as the sun came up, we both cut our hands and became blood brothers, saying, "Hey, we're going to make a go for this in radio. And if he won millions, I know he's quitting, so he's got to leave me with some walking money." There you go.
I'm out the door.
That was one of those comments.
He's buying an island.
Comments in the hallway that at 10 years later, he's like, "Remember Bailey? We talked about this. You said you'd give me $1 million, and now you want it."
He would never forget. He's like a woman, you know, just always remembering something.
I do have a little chick.
March 8th.
I do have some chicken.
By the way, you can't deduct gambling losses, just so you know, because I heard you on my way in this morning. You can't deduct scratchy tickets off your tax return. You can't do that.
I've always heard you could. Like, if you won the lottery, for instance, and you had all the money that you spent, you could use that towards your tax
write-off. The way it works is that if you have gambling winnings, which you have to report on your tax return, you're supposed to report them on your tax return, then you can deduct gambling losses that you can prove against those gambling winnings. So if you made $10,000 of winnings and you had $10,000 of losses you could prove, you could zero them out, right? So you could report no income. But if you made no winnings and you lost $10,000, you can't deduct the $10,000 off your tax return. You just can't do that.
That's why it's better to go to a casino and gamble, because they track your wins and losses, and actually at the end of the year, they give you a tax form.
They do?
Yes, they do. So if, like at Harrah's, you're a Total Rewards member, you know, you just log on to your website, there's a tax area, and you can print it out. I mean, I'm never up to that amount, but for people that spend big bucks, yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why if you buy them at the convenience store, hardly anybody that buys scratchy tickets asks for a receipt. But if you don't, what are you going to tell the IRS? Well, hey, look, I spent $2,000. You got to trust me. Well, they don't trust you. They need documentation.
So I get a receipt from now on?
I would.
All right.
I don't know. Do they give you receipts?
I guess. You spent $10 or $20.
Yeah. That's why you see people picking up old lottery tickets and stuff in the parking lot, because they put them in that same shoebox you're putting them in.
Thinking that you can use those.
So going back to the four red flags of financial infidelity. So what would the first one
be? That's actually one of them. I'm glad, because you guys are talking about the lottery, is that one of the things to watch out for is you see people that have an addictive habit. Now, people think that addictive habit is something like shopping, but gambling is one of the biggest things that you have to watch out for, because when people have a side hustle going, you know, whether it's sports betting or they're, you know, playing poker or whatever it may be, that cash starts to go missing. That's something that you've got to watch out for. And people will sometimes convince themselves that, oh, it's just a few thousand dollars. It isn't any big deal. But few thousand turns into a few more thousand, and all of a sudden money goes missing. So you've got to watch out for that.
Let me talk to Rachel for a second, if you don't mind, your wife. Watch Bailey.
Well, here's the thing.
Does she worry about you with your gambling? Because you gamble how many times a year? 10?
Enough. Yeah, but the problem is if you have the other person that's an enabler.
Oh, she pushes you.
Yeah. I mean, look, we have fun.
Shame.
It's not a bad, you make it sound like a bad thing. The more you gamble, I look at it as practice. If you want to get good at something, you got to do it often. You know, it's just like anything in life.
A big one, guys, is when you start seeing a credit card statement that shows up in the mail that you don't know about it, and then your spouse or your partner says, oh, no, I opened that card, but there's nothing on it. And I will tell you how many times people have come into my office where they're like, I can't believe that my wife or my husband or my partner, they ran up like $18,000 in credit card debt and I didn't know about it. Well, how'd you not know about it? Well, they just told me there was this credit card. It was only a few hundred bucks. Well, you have to look at that stuff. You start seeing a number of credit cards pop up in the mail at home that you don't know are there. I guarantee you that there's going to be a bunch of debt behind it.
I got a friend who got burned like that. It caused a divorce, too. That's a true story.
And
brutal.
I don't think it's a federal offense if you're opening up someone else's mail if it comes to your house, right? So you could check. You could spy.
If it's in your mailbox.
You get sneaky, right?
Yeah. People say they won't, but they do.
All right, the rest of these red flags for financial infidelity on the website. Ted, how can people find
you? Yeah, go to oxygenfinancial.net. You'll get the guide on the four red flags. And by the way, if you need someone to fight for you in your corner this year, remember, stock market's at an all-time high. Be wary. Be wary what's going to happen in March here. Check it out. Go to oxygenfinancial.net. I just wrote a briefing on this.
All right, you just scared me because I'm seeing this on a high.
I should. This is like gambling. Everyone's on a run. Sometimes you need to know when to walk away from the table.
Ooh.
Walk away.
Walk away. Go see Ted.
That's one thing I can do is walk away. It's usually
you got to know how to walk away.
When I've had too much alcohol and I can't see anymore, but that's when you walk away. It's when you get sleepy and your head falls down to the felt and people, the dealer's pushing you and going, God. Sir, you need to go to bed and try again tomorrow.
Ted, I need a meeting.